In the wake of federal lawmakers delaying a decision on the future of the Federal Highway Trust Fund, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner continues the drumbeat calling for more spending on America's roads and bridges. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
As mayor of one of the snowiest cities in America, Miner has the credentials to complain about crumbling infrastructure. She sees how snowy conditions can crack water pipes and create craters in roads. Add to that a cash-strapped city with no extra funds to replace those rotting roads and pipes, and you have a mayor who takes her message to Washington to complain about delays in replenishing the Highway Trust Fund, to Albany looking to get more state spending on infrastructure, and to the Clinton Global Initiative as a member of the Infrastructure Working Group. Miner's latest foray was a trip to Washington earlier this month, joining other mayors from across the country to meet with House leaders about the transportation bill.
And the good news is that a number of them agreed and said, yes, we have to pay more attention to our infrastructure. We have to do more for our roads and bridges in particular. So I think that I'm hopeful that we're going to see some positive signs and we're going to see some attention to that.
She admits, though, the funding quandary on the federal level is a tough nut to crack, but she doesn't think it can be dragged out much longer.
We have really missed the opportunity to do what we did so well after World War II, which is to double down and build up our infrastructure so we could build an economy that worked for everyone. And for too long, we as a country have failed to do that, and we're really starting right now to pay the consequences.
Miner's next trip will be to Denver. In June, she'll co-chair a meeting on infrastructure sponsored by the Clinton Global Initiative. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.